finishing.
Hey, is Frank in?
Yes, he is. Hold on one moment, please.
Perfect. Thank you.
Is the actual routing number for the address. And then the voided check that's just kind of...
Hello, it's Frank.
Hey, Frank, this is Nico with Bank Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Look, hey, I don't want to take up a lot of your time here. I was actually just trying to follow up with a finance offer our bank extended out to the business a few weeks ago. Wasn't sure if you happened to come across it or anything like that. We have you pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital. So I wanted to circle back, introduce myself, and, you know, see if you have any financing needs towards the end of the year here.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm good.
Okay, is there a typical time of the year where you guys normally do kind of look at the finances, see if you want to bring on some new equipment or if you need some extra cash on hand?
Probably be like middle of next year before we start decide to do anything else.
Okay, how's business been for you guys this year?
Yeah, been okay.
Yeah? You guys just do regular commercial printing, right?
No, we're finishers. We're die cutters. We do UV coating, laminating. We do
printing
that has become very light.
Okay, so you've kind of shifted the focus then of the business.
Yep.
Kind of changed with the times, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, do you guys, you know, typically bring on equipment every year? Do you kind of, you know, look at trying to update some old things?
Yeah, that's most likely what will happen. Is something we'll need to update or we're going another direction because the old stuff's just going away.
Right, right, yeah. I mean, with the times that are changing, you know, technology changes constantly. You kind of have to stay up to date and, you know, have that kind of competitive edge over everybody else, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, you know, just kind of let you know, the pre-approval was based off some financing you did last year with Summit. Are you familiar with that account that you have open with them?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Was that kind of like for a working capital loan?
That was for... Actually, yeah, I think maybe that was, yeah. Summit, we deal with a couple different companies that are kind of related to Summit.
Like the guys that kind of do what I do, kind of give you a call,
yeah.
Kind of see how things are going, see if there's a need. Right, well, you know, just to kind of let you know, man, these guys, the guys that you deal with typically, unless it's, you know, a local bank that's kind of been in business for a while, they're not like us. These guys probably have, like, at most maybe 2 years of experience while we've got 14. We were actually one of the starting guys to start doing working capital right out of the recession when they were first available back in 2008. It's kind of our goal and our focus to help small business owners, you know, push themselves out of this slump after, you know, the big banks wouldn't give them any types of lines of credit, any types of loans. They wouldn't even look at any type of business after the crash. So we actually were the ones that kind of pioneered that start. So the guys that you typically might be getting calls from or have done work in the past aren't as experienced as us. So they probably don't have a lot of options open in terms of programs and, you know, what we could work with you guys.
Right.
So if there's, you know, something that does come up of need, rather than, you know, this is my opinion, rather than going with somebody who doesn't have the experience like us, is there maybe an email I can shoot you over my contact information? You can take a look at our programs and, you know, our history and a little bit about our company and what we can offer your business.
The email is coastalfinishing@hotmail.com.
coastalfinishing@hotmail.com. Okay, yeah, so, you know, I'll shoot you over some of my information. You can have me on file. And if you're looking to possibly bring on another working capital loan, if you just need the money to have on hand, what did you happen to use that loan for, just out of curiosity?
I'm pretty sure we bought a piece of equipment with that money.
Oh, okay, so you just wanted to get the cash on hand, purchase the piece of equipment outright? You didn't want to go the old-fashioned equipment financing route?
Well, no, because we were negotiating, and I didn't know what the actual negotiating money was going to end up being.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be a lot lower, so it worked out. It worked out good for us.
Right. Yeah. I mean, with the options that you presented, of course, you got to make the right decision. That kind of helps grow the business.
Well, when you go with a lease, they want to know the exact amount, and then you're locked into that, and there's no negotiating. You kind of lost your leverage, so to speak. And you say, mm-hmm. Hey, I've got my financing. I've got to write you a check today, and that means a lot to a lot of companies.
Right. Right. So just, to for my amusement, to kind of learn a little bit more about your business, in terms of, like, I know you say that you constantly upgrade your equipment to keep up with the times and the technology. Is one of the reasons why you haven't kind of gone through the equipment financing route is because you're locked in to owning that that piece of equipment and have to make those payments on it when, if the times change and something upgrades, you can't really upgrade that piece because you can't sell it since you're still making payments on it?
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen. We've upgraded to where, that's why I upgraded, so that I would be more up with time. So if
right.
something does happen, I'll be able to move it if I have to.
Right. No, that's what I was kind of asking is, like, yeah. You don't want to go the traditional route originally because you don't want to be locked into something that has a 5-year payment plan and, who knows what's going to happen in 5 years if you even need that piece of equipment, right?
Well, that was a 5-year plan.
Oh, what the
piece? Yeah, the thing with Summit was a 5-year, 60-month note.
Okay. Did you happen to like the terms that they gave you and everything?
I liked them a lot.
That's good. Do you typically kind of just like shop around when you're looking to bring stuff on, or if you need?
Well, I've dealt with several different people, and I'm not looking for the cheapest interest rate. I'm looking for the best terms, and this is what business is all about right now. And people want to, loan me a couple hundred grand for, for 6 months. That's stupid. Why would I do that?
I mean,
if you qualify for $200,000, we want all our money back in 6 months.
Yeah.
What for?
No, I know, I understand that, and a lot of the clients that I deal with, they have pretty much the same sentiment that you do in terms of like wanting to extend out their terms and trying to get what works best for them, because like the programs that we offer, we try and customize it to your needs, and essentially that's what we like to do. It's because what's going to happen? If you need the money now, sure. You need the money now, you're going to get a nice return off of your investment. You're going to make some money off of it, and then you're able to pay it off. Like, it's not that big of a deal when you look at it, but, time frame is kind of a huge deal in terms of, like, the loan itself,
yeah.
or whatever type of, financing route that you're going to go. So, I've seen it happen. It's not something that's unfamiliar, but it's a rarity to kind of see that people like yourself have actually, looked into making those types of decisions, because sometimes, people aren't too inclined to understand the financing options that are presented in front of them.
Right. Well, email that information over to me. I'll keep it on file.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, Frank, is there maybe a better time you want me to follow up, kind of see how business is going?
Maybe in the spring.
Springtime? All right, I'll do that. It was good talking to you, Frank, right. And, I'll follow up and see if we can speak in spring.
All right, good enough.
All right, you take care, man.
Bye.